In our previous year, we began the discussion based on our Gemara here in Masechta Tzvachim, Daf Yud Beis Amun Aleph, about someone who delayed in davening Musaf, and now it's already the time that you could daven Mincha. What should he do? So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Resh Pei Vav Hilchos Shabbos Siman Dalad Sif Dalad teaches us how you of state tefillos. Somebody has the opportunity to daven two tefillos, achas shel mincha v'achas shel musafim, mincha and musaf, kigon she'icher melespawel tefillos musaf. He delayed in davening musaf ad shvav shas machza, shuzaman tefillos mincha, but that's already the time to daven mincha. Tzarech lespawel shel mincha tchila, first he should daven mincha, Fakach shal musaf, and then he should daven musaf. However, says the Ramah, Hagah umi miyum higm shal musaf, if he daven musaf first, yotza. Says the Shulchan Aruch, like we quoted from Rashi in our previous year, v'yeshoy remehenu davkish tzarech atalus baal shteim. He's in a situation where he needs to daven both of them. For example, kagon shroitza lecho, he's a person that wants to eat. Vosloy lechol, and you can't eat a big suda. Achi yispal mincha, until you daven mincha first. Avon ain't tzarech atal yispal mincha. If he's not in a situation where now he needs to daven mincha, yochol lahagdim shal musaf, he could daven musaf first. Continues the Ramah. Hago, miyo megi mincha ketana. It's already so late that almost time for Maariv. Then you should have mincha first. V'yesh mishahayra, the opinion of the Rambam, we quoted in our previous year, she'ein oisin kein b'tzibur, we never do this by b'tzibur, l'hagdun tefilas mincha tefilas musaf, k'dei shlo yito, they should not come to make an error and believe that you should have in always mincha before musaf. So to avoid that mistake, we should always daven in the Betzibur, we should always daven Musaf before Mincha. It's also worth noting that the Kaf HaChayim here in Sif Katan Lamed Vav quotes the Arizal, who says that Api Soid, Api Kabbalah, we should always daven Musaf before Mincha. I did see the Mefarshim ask the question that as much as we try to follow the Kabbalah, we don't follow Kabbalah when it contradicts what the Halacha says. So how could the Kaf HaChayim say that Api Kabbalah, we should have a Musaf first, where that's not what the Halacha is clearly indicated in the Shulchan Aruch and our Gemara? So there are those that want to explain what the Kaf HaChayim means to say, that because the Arizal said there's a real issue of davening Musaf, mincha before Musaf. So a person should do whatever is in his ability to avoid davening mincha before Musaf. I also saw the Rabbi Avram Yeshua Soloveitchik Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Briska Yeshiva, quoting his grandfather, the Briska Rav, said a very interesting etza for somebody who sees that he may be encountering this problem. If somebody sees that Shachris ended late, and then if we'll daven Shachris, and then we'll have Kriyas HaTorah, by the time Kriyas HaTorah is over, it will already be the Zman Mincha, and then the situation that's described in the Gemara will arise. What should be done, he says, is daven Musaf before Kriyas HaTorah. There is no halacha that Musaf has to be after Kriyas HaTorah. Of course, look at Tchila Musaf should be after Kriyas HaTorah. That's to say that Tfilah. But there is nothing specifically that prevents Musaf coming before Kriyas HaTorah. So daven Musaf, and then Kriyas HaTorah, and then you'll daven Mincha, and you will have avoided the Shai. Moreover, the Paiskim, specifically according to Rashi, that Rashi said that the whole issue only arises, and we quoted this opinion now in the Shulchan Aruch, is only in a person when the person is mechuyif to daven mincha. What he should do is he should say that I don't want to daven mincha now. I don't want to eat now. And in fact, daven musaf first and then have a break between the musaf and the mincha. It's not always a practical eitzah if the day is coming to close, and therefore he will have avoided this problem. However, certainly, if somebody comes to shul and he missed musaf and the tzibur is about to daven mincha, he should certainly daven mincha with them, because to say that he'll daven musaf while they're davening mincha, that is not, according to most opinions, considered tefillah b'tzibur. So therefore, what he should do is daven mincha with them, and afterwards daven musaf, because, of course, mincha comes, because tefillah b'tzibur comes first. But then there's a very interesting question posed by the Magen Avraham. As we've been learning, mincha has certainly a precedence over musaf, particularly as we discussed in our previous year, the concept of tadr v'sheinu tadr, tadr kaida. But what would be the halacha if it's already towards the end of the day and there's not enough time to daven both mincha and musaf? What should he do? Should the person daven mincha, as it seems is what Al Gemara would say, because Al Gemara seems to say the mincha takes precedence over musaf, or should he daven musaf? Why should he daven musaf? Because tefillas mincha has tashlumin. We know that if somebody missed tefillas mincha, he can make up the mincha by davening ma'ariv twice, whereas tefillas musafim has no tashlumin. So if we're going to tell this individual now, just daven mincha, because mincha, as Al Gemara seems to say, comes before musaf, what's going to happen is he's going to indeed daven mincha, but he will completely miss out on the davening of musaf that day. And therefore, because of that consideration, the Magen Avraham and the Shai Gesariyeh say under that circumstance, it's better that the person should daven musaf and mincha, he'll be mashlim by davening ma'ariv twice. The Tzlach disagrees, and the Tzlach says that, and he bases it on Yerushalmi, that he should daven, as it seems Al Gemara says, you should always daven mincha first. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't agree with the Tzlach, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that the Yerushalmi is referring to a situation where the person will not be able to daven tashlumin. Let's say the person deliberately didn't daven mincha. So there, the person doesn't have tashlumin, so their mincha comes before musaf. But if the person has tashlumin, could be, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, everybody would agree that we daven musaf, and mincha will make up with tishlumen. The same question that we're discussing now comes up regarding Kiddush Levana. Let's say you go out and you see there's a moon, but you haven't had a ma'ariv yet. So you'd be Mekadosh Levana, because Ma'ariv is Tadr, and Tadr Shreina Tadr Tadr Kaidim, or should you be Mekadosh Levana first, because you may miss the moon if you wait till you finish Ma'ariv? So certainly, according to the opinions that we just said, it seems that you should be Mekadosh Levana first. I saw that the Sefer Shar Mitzvah and Balacha quotes the Noida Yehuda, and he says as follows: if there's still a number of nights when you could be Mekadosh Levana, so then you should daven Ma'ariv and say Krishma first. Krishma is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Ma'ariv is Tadir. However, if it's a time of the year where you need to be concerned that you won't be Mekadosh Levana because it's the winter where it's raining and snowing, or there's not that many nights left available to be Mekadosh Levana, there you should be Mekadosh Levana first. And he quotes many Gedolei Yisrael who, in fact, always tried to daven Meir first, but under certain circumstances realized that they should be Mekadosh Levana first. He quotes a story from the Michas Elazar, because otherwise he may miss out on Kiddush Levana that month.